The next agenda item is discussion approval to set the fiscal year '25-'26 real property tax rate, fiscal year '25-'26 personal property tax rate, the fiscal year '25-'26 motor vehicle tax rate, and '25-'26 permissive utility tax rate, an exempt tax on aircraft and watercraft. Ms. Gardner.
Good evening again. We're going to go through the PowerPoint very quickly, and we'll talk about what our rate options are for the '25-'26 school year. Each year, school districts are required to review and levy school tax rates based on prior year revenue. The property value assessments that are given to us by the local PVA office and options set forth by law for schools to levy from KDE. So last year's rates, you can see real estate, 41 cents per hundred. Personal property, or also called tangible, 42.1. Motor vehicle, 56.6, and a utility tax of 3%. Last year, those rates produced revenue of $20.9 million at the end of the fiscal year. Based on those rates as comparison for Christian County to the rest of the state, we have the fifth lowest property tax rate in the entire state of Kentucky.
You said the fifth lowest?
Fifth lowest. However, we are the 12th largest in population in the state and the second largest geographically in the state. If you look at districts that are the same size as far as student population and or city and county population, you can see that some districts are nearly double the tax rate that Christian County levies as a school tax rate. Some is even 88 in Paducah Independent as compared to Christian County at 41. For counties that are closer to us geographically, you can also see Christian County is the lowest at 41 for last year as compared to Hopkins at 53.8. 68.2, and Muhlenberg at 53.8. This information is provided to us by the Christian County PVA office. Christian County Public Schools has nothing to do with the assessments that are levied on real estate, tangible, or motor vehicles in the county. That is all handled through the PVA office. Those assessments are done on a rotational basis between farmland, real estate for residential, commercial, industrial. This year, as you can see, the assessments for Christian County increased $608 million as compared to last year's assessed value. So that is due in part to assessments made by the PVA office. Again, we do not have any control over how the assessments are done throughout the county. We receive that information. It is verified through the Kentucky Department of Revenue for those assessments. That is a 10% increase over last year in assessments in the property values for Christian County. It is broken down. The larger areas of increase, commercial industrial is about $328 million of that increase. And then residential is also a large increase, about $215 million in assessments that have increased over last year. So when the Kentucky Department of Education reviews our end-of-the-year financial statements from the prior year, they receive that information through the property value assessor's office, and they review that. KDE makes a calculation of what our rates can be, and it does have an effect on our SEEK funding. In the SEEK formula, there is a deduction for the local effort piece of every county. It is based on the property value assessments, and so for every $1 million that our property value assessment increases, we lose SEEK funding from the state. So at a $608 million increase in assessment, our SEEK funding is potentially to lose $1.8 million for the current fiscal year. This is a history of the rates that we have levied for Christian County Public Schools. If you look at the real estate rate itself over the past 6 years, we have actually decreased that rate from 42.3 cents per $100 to what is proposed to levy tonight at 39 cents per $100. That is 3.3 cents per $100 value decrease over the last 6 years.
So tonight, you were getting to that, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. So tonight's proposed rate, based on a property value assessments and Kentucky Department of Education, our real estate rate would be levied at 39 cents per $100 of assessed value, which is a 2 cent reduction to the current rate from 41 to 39. Personal property or tangible stays the same, as does motor vehicle and utility tax. So if you are a homeowner and you have a property that is valued at about $100,000, you're going to see a $20 reduction in your property tax bill for this year for the school piece of that property tax bill.
Say that again.
A $20 reduction in your property taxes for school if your home is valued at $100,000.
So you're saying the tax rate has gone down 4 years in a row, and the tax rate, the actual bill should go down on a property owner starting next year.
As long as your personal property has not been reassessed.
Which is not anything to do.
Which does not have anything to do with what we're talking about tonight, and we have no control over that. So if my home is valued at $100,000 and it was valued that last year and it still is valued that this year, I will see a $20 reduction in my property tax bill for the school portion of that tax bill.
And if it's valued at $200,000, it's $40 less.
And if it's valued at $1 million, it's $200.
And I should ask you to calculate the 4 years running forward of what the reduction would be, but
So with this rate of 39 cents on real estate and the other taxes staying the same, the expected increase in revenue is $1.9 million. However, don't forget that the SEEK reduction of our local effort was $1.8 million. So by levying this rate and the effect of our SEEK, we're only going to see an increase of revenue of $163,000 for the year.
And the reason for that SEEK increase is the assessment increase.
Correct.
I think people think that we get greater revenue automatically as a result of the increase in assessments.
And that's not the case.
And that is true for the city and the county, but that is not true for school districts because we have the 30 cents per 100 deduction.
Right.
How can we get that fixed?
So tonight we are asking that the board levy the real estate rate of 39 cents per 100, personal property at 42.1, motor vehicle at 56.6, and the utility tax at 3%, which is all no change to any taxes and a 2 cent reduction on the real estate rate for the new school year.
So we didn't raise taxes.
No.
We didn't raise the tax rate.
We didn't change our tax rate.
We lowered our tax rate.
Are there any questions over the tax rates and the options?
Jessica, reassessment this current year on residential, how does the PBA, I know you're not the PBA, you don't control it. Do they do half the county 1 year and the other half? Or?
I do think it's a rotational basis because there was a large increase this year in residential, but the larger portion of that increase this year was commercial and industrial. So I think it is all on a rotational basis, just depending on what precinct, what area you're living in.
So your taxes this year will be less than your taxes last year, unless you had a reassessment or built a home and had it, and it was
which would need to be addressed with the PBA. That's correct.
With the PBA.
Well,
and you can't take that up, Jessica.
I mean, it's a lot of work.
So last year the tax rate was 42.
41.
Point, huh?
The last year the rate was 41.
41. This year we're proposing to lower the rate to 39.
Correct.
I went to Christian County Public Schools and I think it's less. Yes, sir. I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir. Is there does this conclude your
yes, sir.
Report? Okay.
Unless you have any questions.
Is there any other discussion from the board?
And I didn't have one other question. I think you said that we've lowered the property tax rate 3 out of the last 4 years. In 1 year, it was the tangible tax rate that we lowered. Is that correct?
Right. It's either kept the rate the same or lowered.
We're the fifth lowest in the state. Is it? You said that too, didn't you?
That's based on last year's numbers, okay. So I don't know how this one's going to shake out.
Well, since we're on it, we're lower than every other county that touches us, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You said Paducah's at 88 and we're at 139? Paducah's at 88?
They were last year.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Any other discussion? If not, do I have a motion to approve to set the fiscal year 2025-2026 real property tax rate at 39.0 cents, to also set the fiscal year 25-26 personal tax rate at 42.1 cents, also to set the fiscal year 2025-2026 motor vehicle tax rate at 56.6 cents, also to set the fiscal year 2025-2026 permissive utility tax at 3%, an exempt tax on aircraft and watercraft. Do I have a motion? Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oh, any opposed? Okay, motion passed.